Hello and welcome to the Conversion Choreography Show. I'm Anna Iverson, a former figure skater and corporate refugee turned direct response copywriter who helps you create high converting marketing campaigns that turn lukewarm leads into obsessed mega fans. Join me as I walk you through the latest marketing strategies and persuasion techniques to help you make more sales and more impact in your online business. Ready to get started? Then let's dive in with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Conversion Choreography Show. So in the early days of running my online business, I came across a number of coaches and course creators who made an absolute truckload of cash by selling their courses, programs and other info products to a never-ending stream of brand new clients. I kind of felt like they didn't really care if they were delivering on their promise. I mean, who cares really if your refund request rate is over 30% or if your customer retention rate is practically zero when there are over 4 billion people on the internet worldwide, of which over 2 billion are active on Facebook, Instagram or the other major social channels. The pool of potential prospects seemed pretty much infinite. And in the past, in a way, those coaches were probably right. Why waste time satisfying your current clients when you can hack your way to fresh clients using shiny new strategies and automation tools to boost your conversion rates? This was especially true for the online entrepreneurs lucky enough to build their audience in the early days. Back then, you could reach way more than 5% of your total audience size through organic social media, and Facebook ads were so cheap, it was like a low-cost vending machine churning out qualified leads a few cents at a time. But sadly, as you probably know, those days are now gone. And nowadays, it's getting much, much harder and way more expensive to get your offers in front of the right audience, especially with the massive increase in businesses shifting online as a result of the COVID pandemic. The traffic generation landscape is pretty fierce, and to be honest, it's about to get a whole lot fiercer. It's why it's an absolute business disaster to rely only on short-term sales from a churn-and-burn approach to cold lead generation. In fact, stats show that it's actually 9 times more expensive to acquire a new lead than it is to generate repeat business from an existing client, and yet so much of marketing revolves around lead generation from cold leads and new client conversions, which is why I want to spend some time today thinking about how you can use email to increase your sales to an audience that already knows you and already loves you, instead of throwing all your time, energy, and money at new leads who take a whole lot more convincing to hit the buy button. Now, old leads are definitely way less sexy than new ones, but I'm pretty sure the sound of your Stripe account pinging with effortless sales from existing clients will help make up for the lack of sexy in your marketing. So without further ado, let's dive into 4 ways to increase sales over email without needing to acquire new clients. So first of all, you can provide inspiration, belly laughs, and mind-blowing value from your regular broadcast emails. So the first way to increase sales over email is kind of an obvious one. I'm pretty sure you already know you should use email marketing as a platform to give away your best content before you ever ask your subscribers to buy from you. In fact, it's your duty as a business owner to earn the right to make offers to your clients, and you earn that right by writing inspirational, entertaining, soft teaching emails that lead your subscribers to more in-depth hard teaching content in the form of a blog, a YouTube channel, or even a podcast. Now, the truth is, your subscribers are under no obligation whatsoever to stay on your email list. In fact, under GDPR, it's written into law that you have to make it super simple for your leads to unsubscribe whenever they want. So you need to give your audience a damn good reason to invite you into their inbox week in and week out without them hitting the unsubscribe button or reporting you to the spam gods, especially when the average person receives at least 15 marketing emails a day. You need to make it worth your subscribers' time and attention every time you land in their inbox. Now, often I see clients with these elaborate evergreen funnels who have absolutely zero email follow-up outside their initial promotional sequences. So they bombard their new subscribers with webinar promotions, post-webinar purchase promotions, and remarketing emails to get webinar no-shows to register for their presentations, it kind of feels like this heavy email artillery bombardment that lasts for around 10 days before it all goes eerily silent again, until they have a new offer they want to test with existing subscribers to their list. The trouble is, this kind of behaviour does generate sales in the short term, but when you use your email list as a cash cow to milk whenever your business gets thirsty, it won't be long before the cows decide to make a run for it. And what this does is it creates something called list fatigue or list burnout. And it's this that creates the constant need for you to drum up new business through time-consuming organic social media or expensive paid advertising. So if you take the time to show your list some love outside of your promotional campaigns, you'll start to build up enough goodwill and marketing capital to earn the right to make regular offers to your subscribers, which leads to an easy flow of sales from prospects who are ready to buy because they've been on your list receiving value from you over the long term. Now, next up, once you've used your email list to transform your prospects from leads to buyers, it's really important that you use your email list to create a post-purchase virtuous circle using email marketing. Now, one of the biggest challenges for online business owners is creating products and services their prospects are actually willing to pay for. Often, business owners make this mistake of putting together offers without validating their ideas with people who've already bought from them in the past. The result? Basically, this turns into a ton of time wasted on launching an offer that generates low or even worse, no sales. So this is where you can use your email list to make sure the products and services you create and the messaging you use to sell them actually meet the real needs of the people who love you the most. So how do we do that? Well, one thing I do with my own list, and which I encourage all my clients to do with theirs, is to set up a post-purchase survey, which goes out at the same time as your purchase confirmation emails. So say, for example, you sell a self-study photography course for parents of young children. When a buyer purchases your course, you'll automatically fire out an order confirmation. These emails actually have some of the highest open rates of any kind of email, so they're a really great time for you to ask people to complete a short but extremely useful for you customer survey. In it, what you want to do is you want to ask your buyers what it was that motivated them to buy your product. So what triggered them to make a purchase? What outcome are they hoping to achieve? And how would they describe their problem in their own words? And the reason we do this is to serve three main purposes. So number one, this allows you to gain valuable insights and customer language at a time when your buyer is in a really heightened emotional state post-purchase. It's when their emotions are at their most raw and they'll be most likely to remember exactly what triggered them to buy your product. And this information is absolutely amazing for writing copy, because what you can do is lift the exact words and expressions your customers use to describe their struggles and aspirations, and you can put them into your own copy, which helps power up your marketing and create maximum impact. The second reason that we send out these surveys is that it lets your buyers reaffirm their purchase in their own mind by writing down the reasons why they bought the product from you in the first place. And what this does is it helps to dampen buyer's remorse, it reduces refund requests, and it also increases feelings of customer satisfaction and engagement in the product, because they've just reminded themselves of all the things that are so great about you and the reason why they bought your product. And finally, the third reason why we send out surveys is that sending surveys actually allows you to spot further opportunities to create products that solve additional pain points that aren't covered inside your current programs. So you can create more products that constantly improve to meet the actual needs of your clients. This episode is brought to you in partnership with ActiveCampaign. If you've been listening to the show for some time, you'll know how obsessed I am with email marketing. It's why I'm a huge fan of ActiveCampaign. It's an email marketing platform that lets you create email automations without getting tangled up in confusing if-then process flows. It uses a super intuitive visual system so you can seamlessly build email campaigns in minutes. Just map out your flow, drop in your copy, and you're good to go. If you're looking for email marketing software that's so simple your grandma could use it, make sure you check out ActiveCampaign.
head over to www.wordistry.co.uk/partners and click on the button marked Checkout Active Campaign Now. Now, the third way that you can increase sales from your email list without constantly searching for new clients is to use post-purchase autoresponders to boost engagement and results. Now, one of the best ways to increase your chances of repeat business from existing clients is to increase your program completion and success rates. Now, this can be extremely tough to achieve with self-study online courses because the dropout rate is actually depressingly high. In fact, some studies show that 90% of online course buyers never get to the end of the program. So, of course, you can boost your completion and success rate with hands-on live coaching, but that can be expensive for your buyers. So if you want to offer a purse-friendly alternative, you need to find a way to maximize your clients' results so that they keep coming back for more, and then they go on to refer you to their friends and family. Now, the good news is that you can use email marketing to do just that. A lot of the time, a big mistake that course creators make is that they'll just send out the bog-standard congratulations, you've made a fabulous purchase here today email. So the kind of typical order confirmation email. They'll then send a link with your login details, and that's it. That's kind of where all the communication about their purchase ends. And so as the course buyer, you're then left to move through the material on your own. And what tends to happen when you're left on your own? Exactly. Most people give up because they get confused, they lose momentum, or they just plain forget they bought the damn thing because life got in the way and things just got busy. So nothing hurts your ability to make repeat sales to your customers more than a course that fails to provide the result that it promised. But what you can do is you can use email to take some simple steps to help keep your course buyers on track as they move through your material so that they're more likely to get a result. And then they're more likely to buy from you again in the future and recommend you to their friends and family. So first of all, what you can do is you can send out an email post-purchase. So this is after you've sent the order confirmation email. You might wait a couple of days and then you would send an email reminding users of the benefits of completing your program. Now, obviously, they've already received all of your promotional material. They've read your copy that got them to sign up to the program. So you might be thinking, well, do I really need to repeat this again? The truth is that it never hurts to repeat your message over and over again until the point where you're kind of bored of yourself. But you have to remember that your prospects and your buyers are busy. So it never hurts to keep re-emphasizing the benefits of taking action. And what you can do in these emails is you can include links or teasers to content that you think will be particularly useful at different stages in your course. And what this does is that by teasing the content that they've not yet engaged with, it helps to keep them excited about what's coming up and what they're about to learn, which is why it's so effective to keep showing up and reminding your buyers to take action. Now, the second thing that you can do is you can email buyers with links to other useful resources that will complement their learning experience. So are you aware of any tools you can recommend that are going to fast track or support their success? Is there any further reading you could add to their reading list? Not only is this super helpful, but it also helps tease the content that's coming up. So anything that you think is going to be particularly exciting or engaging for your buyers, if you can then present them with other resources that are going to help enhance their experience, this is going to get them really excited about aspects of your program that they maybe weren't even aware of. And the other thing that it does is it also helps to reinforce your credibility as the ultimate expert in your field, because you know all of the resources out there on the market at the moment that are going to really help to guarantee their success. The next thing that you can do is send check-in emails. So maybe over the course of the first couple of weeks, you might send one or two check-in emails where you're literally just checking how people are getting on. And what I don't want you to do is send out an email that feels really forced and awkward. This needs to come from a place of genuine care and compassion for the success and the progress of your buyers. If you don't actually care about the results of your buyers, which I'm sure isn't the case for you at all, if that doesn't sound like you and you're not actually bothered about helping your prospects out, then please don't do this. But if you really do care and you really want to be there to support your buyers, it's a really good idea to send out a couple of emails over the first few weeks, just checking in if they're getting stuck anywhere or if they're enjoying the content as they move through your program. What's really great is if you have the bandwidth to actually reply to all of these emails, it's going to massively help increase customer satisfaction, especially if you can make yourself available to provide detailed feedback and really well thought through responses when your buyers get stuck. Now, obviously, for a lot of people, they will have launched a course because they don't have the bandwidth to serve the number of clients that are in their world. So if you don't have the bandwidth, you could always hire a representative or you could ask your VA to sit on the other side of those emails. That way, there's always someone on hand to move your students through their sticking points. And it also helps you to identify where you can improve future iterations of your program or create new offers that solve next level problems for your students. That's because your students are going to tell you exactly what they're struggling with, and you can use that information not only to help them as they move through your content, but also as a way to generate new products and new ideas that are going to really help your clients succeed. So make sure these emails are brief and that they invite a reply. What you're aiming to do is create a genuine dialogue so that your buyers know there's a real person on the other end of the email who genuinely cares about their success. Now, you might be thinking that this sounds like kind of a lot of effort after you've already won the buyer over. You've already made the sale, so do you really need to go the extra mile in your post-purchase emails? In my opinion, the answer is 100% yes. And the reason for that is that most coaches and course creators will not bother to take this extra step. They'll just take the money, send a login link, and then forget their buyer until the next promotion. But I know you're better than that, and I know that you want better results for your buyers. So this is a really great way to automate your customer care. And what's going to happen is that you're going to create happy buyers and engaged students who are way more likely to buy from you again because they actually got the result that you promised, even from a self-study program. So with this one simple sequence, you can massively increase the lifetime value of every single one of your clients, meaning way more money for you without constantly needing to scramble around looking for new leads. Okay, so the final thing that you can do to boost the lifetime value of your buyers via your email list is to make sure that you're continually offering congruent experience enhancing upsells and cross sells. Now, before I dive into this fourth way to make more sales over email without constantly searching for new leads, I want to clarify what I mean by congruent offers. The reason for this is that many list owners use their subscribers as kind of a cash register. They chuck any old offer at them, hoping something's going to stick, regardless of whether it's relevant or beneficial to their list. And this is especially true for anyone who runs affiliate promotions. In many cases, list owners run affiliate campaigns kind of as a favor to a peer or a friend in their network. And ultimately, their intentions are good. They're trying to help out a friend, and I'm absolutely 100% not knocking them for that. But before you go about trying to scratch a colleague's back by promoting their offers to your list, make sure it's an offer that actually enhances the life of your subscribers. Don't do favors for friends at the expense of your relationship with your list, because ultimately you have worked really hard to build that list, to build those relationships, to build that trust, and you don't want to go around eroding that trust in order to do a favor for a friend, no matter how much of a kind person you are and how much you want to help people out. Similarly, it's important to avoid the temptation to offer every single product or service you sell to everyone on your list if you have a number of different segments with a unique set of needs. So it's important that you segment your list and divide them up into separate buckets so that you're only ever promoting upsells and cross-sells that make sense to every member in each segment of your list. And the reason for this is because if you don't take care and really think through the offers that you're sending to the different segments of your list, it won't be long before your subscribers decide to walk away from you because they've had enough of receiving offers that aren't relevant to them. Now, with all that being said, you absolutely should make a point of offering upsells and cross-sells to your list if your other products and services are of genuine value to your buyers. Do they actively enhance and improve the customer experience for them? And can they help your buyers get a better result than if they didn't own them in the first place. If so, you can and absolutely should offer upsells in your post-purchase autoresponder sequence, or you can offer upsells and cross-sells in standalone promotions to existing buyers. But as I said, the golden rule is only to offer what's genuinely going to enhance your subscribers' experience and result, and not with the sole aim of increasing your sales and your profit margins. Think of it like an additional short-term revenue boost for you. It's kind of like a bonus, but it's also something that's going to help you establish a relationship with your subscribers that lasts a lifetime. I hope that that's given you some easy to implement ideas and ways you can generate more sales from the easiest people to convert in your audience with a small amount of upfront effort and genuine care for your buyers. You can turn a single transaction into a loyal customer who's going to buy from you again and again. And you'll also leave behind a ton of happy customers who'll market your business for you by referring you to their friends and family. If you enjoyed this episode, I've got a load more insights I can't wait to share with you in the future. So make sure you hit the subscribe button so you automatically receive the next edition as soon as it goes live. And I will catch you again next week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Conversion Choreography Show. If you did, then make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode on your favourite device. You can also subscribe to receive email updates direct to your inbox if you head over to my website at www.wordistry.co.uk.